USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two United States regions are implementing more COVID restrictions. In King County, home to Seattle, all restaurants and bars must verify their patrons' COVID-19 vaccination status before allowing them to dine starting Monday. In New York City, all private sector employees will be required to get the coronavirus vaccination starting December 27th.
To really focus on maximizing vaccination quickly so we can get ahead of Omicron and all the other challenges we're facing right now with COVID.
Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. The Jussie Smollett trial resumed today. The former Empire actor is accused of staging a racist and homophobic attack on himself in Chicago. Smollett allegedly hiring two people, telling them to wear Make America Great Again hats, and staged that they beat him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Biden administration is reinstating the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy Monday. The program makes asylum seekers wait in Mexico for their U.S. immigration court hearing. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich tells Fox News why the situation at the U.S. border is so important.
Border security is national security, and that's why I keep telling folks that President Biden, whoever's speaking on his earpiece, and his enablers in the U.S. Senate, essentially are putting this country in danger. People are going to die as a result of the cartel seizing control of his border.
A judge ordered the Biden administration to reinstate the policy, Brnovich suing the Biden administration over immigration policies at the southern border. A missionary group saying another three of the 17 U.S. and Canadian missionaries that were kidnapped in Haiti have been released. So far, five missionaries have been released after they were kidnapped last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An investigation continues into where James and Jennifer Crumbly were hiding out in Detroit.
Police in the Detroit area had said they did think somebody had helped the parents of the accused Michigan shooter get into the building where they were found hiding on Saturday. That's when they were apprehended by police. But officials now say a Detroit area artist, 65-year-old Andre Sikora, originally of Poland, isn't charged with the crime but voluntarily contacted police after finding out about the Crumbly's arrests. Sikora is reportedly maintaining his innocence despite being connected with that building, and they say he's now fully cooperating with investigators. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After 13 House Republicans voted with Democrats to pass a bipartisan infrastructure deal a month ago, the bill is starting to be implemented around the United States. New York Representative Nicole Maliotakis was one of those Republicans who supported it. She appears on Fox Business and explains why she did.
That bill was paid for, and nearly half of that infrastructure bill goes to roads, bridges, and highways. An aging city like New York City desperately needs this infrastructure investment.
Maliotakis adds that the bill will mitigate hurricane damage like what happened to her district during Hurricane Sandy. Week 13 of the NFL season wraps up tonight with the New England Patriots taking on the Buffalo Bills. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.